Over the last 50 years, the most common thing I hear from coaches, athletes, and parents and in the media is people that say, oh, they always give 110%. It tells me you don't know what you're talking about. After training thousands of kids and watching them give me all they have, and then a week later testing them again, it suddenly dawns on them that they have been giving me less than their best, and yet telling me and telling themselves that they give 110% every time out. You can't give 100% of yourself unless you are willing to go to the point of dying in the attempt. If I test you the first week and you lift 100 pounds, but next week after training you lift 110 pounds, and then 20 weeks later you lift 200 pounds, which of those weeks did you give 100%? I know, I can hear people saying, well, they gave 100% of what they had. No, you didn't. Face the truth, you've been given about 20%. And you have a long way to go before you ever get to 100%. We kid ourselves thinking we are working when we are just playing. Pancho Segura said this, an hour of hard practice is worth 5 hours of foot dragging. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you're listening to 831 Living Your Best Life podcast, where we inspire participation, communicate precision, and empower performers to podium. And we hope you will tell all of your friends and relatives and people you work with to go to their favorite podcast provider or junglejimhunter.com or YouTube and subscribe. Yes, subscribe, download, click on like. Yeah, tell us you like us. You like the program. And rate and review us and tell everyone to become an 831er, somebody that helps somebody else live their best life, because we've inspired you to live your best life. Well, the 32nd Olympic Games are over, and there's 12 days to the 16th Paralympic Games coming up, and I hope you'll continue to watch and support the Paralympics as much as you did the Olympics. Stop fooling yourself. You give what you think you can give. It's closer to 1% than 100%. We always move in the direction of the lowest denominator unless you plan and prepare to give more each time out. I ask athletes training in the gym if they have given all they can give. They will say, yes. Then I will take them aside, mentally prepare them for the next lift. And while doing so, my trainer adds another 10 pounds, sometimes 20. Then they go back to the lift and they will lift it the required reps. I'll ask them how much they have on the bar, and they're always surprised by how much they could do if they stop setting limits before they do the exercise. Every person can do something physically, then add at least 10% to that if you're prepared mentally, and they are shocked at what they can do if they're prepared emotionally. This is the kind of performance you see in the championships and the Olympic and Paralympic Games. It's rare, but in training, I have only seen a few people give above 80% of their capacity, yet we see it in championship matches all the time. What would you lift if you didn't know what the weight was? Every athlete I have worked with is the same way. I used to time filling the seed drills with a 4 and 5 gallon pail on the farm as part of my ski training. What amazed me was how slow I was the first time compared to the last time, and I realized we give what we see our limit is in our own mind in that moment. I had the great fortune of ski training with the French team on a course that had timing on every run. A course 40 seconds long, 10 times, one morning. Course conditions deteriorated, but I improved the time by seconds by increased effort and focus. 10 times I increased my time. I kept asking myself, how can I make sure that I give my best run each time? Do you give all you have every time? Bring all your emotional, mental, physical, and technical skills to a complete focus. If you know you can improve something, you still haven't come close to giving your best. The best estimate, they perform at about 80% of their real potential. So push yourself past the point you reached last time so that you know what you can do when it comes to competitive time. When it's Christmas or when there is a need somehow, we always find a little bit more, don't we? Will you? We just went through this pandemic and somehow we found a way to do more, give more, make do with less, and give more to help others because we are nowhere near close to giving our best until we realize we can do more than we have ever done before. A young lady after her first set was squatting 80 kilograms and said it was all she could do. I focused her mind while my assistant placed an additional 25 kilograms on the bar. She completed the second set thinking the difficulty was just fatigue. I told her to get a drink and refocus. Then I spoke to her and raised her focus emotionally, not knowing we added another 20 kilograms. She completed the third set and I asked her how she felt. Great, she said. I asked how much more she wanted to add for the fourth and final set. And she said she usually added another 10 kilograms. My assistant added another 20 while I kept her distracted. I refocused her mind, then fired her up and gave her the best ever motivational speech I could ever give her. And she completed the set, albeit it was tough. And encouragement motivation was needed to get her through the 8 reps. But she did it. When it was done, I asked her how much she lifted. She looked at the bar and added it up. 145 kilograms. What would you lift if you didn't know what the weight was? Every athlete I have worked with is the same way. I had an NHL player training one day, and he told me that his goal was to lift 300 pounds. He wanted to bench it at least once. He was at 225 when we started, and he managed to get to 285, and he seemed stalled. So one day, I accidentally, on purpose, threw a towel over the weights on both ends of the bar so he couldn't see what was on the bar. And I kept him focused on his emotional preparation, adding another 5 pounds while he was focusing. He did the reps. For the rest of the summer, he asked me to place the weight on the bar and he wouldn't look at it because he already had a mindset that said he couldn't get to the 300 number, even though that was his goal. What are you limiting yourself to do? How much did he do? Well, by his NHL training camp, he was doing 10 reps of 312 pounds and a max of 325. What could you accomplish if you would take the brakes off your own journey? Thank you for listening. I hope you will have grown and will be giving all you can next time so that you can say, I'm living the best life possible. My quote for the day, you give what you think is your limit unless you don't limit your giving.